Blog Talk Radio.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow?
Halftime.
for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I
Okay, we are here. We are live here on Journey into the Light. What we're going to, I'm going to do is bring on both of my guests here, Diane Naylor and Bonnie, both psychic mediums. They're going to be taking your phone calls. And I'm going to let them talk and tell you about themselves, anything else they want to say. And then I'm going to be rejoining the conversation in 5 minutes. So let's bring on Diane and Bonnie. All right, ladies, you're both on. Take it away, please.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hey, Diane. I'm so glad to hear from you.
I'm so glad to hear your voice, too. I hope everybody's doing well.
And you want to go first and tell them about yourself? I love it when you go
sure.
First.
Yeah, it's kind of strange not having Michael on here. Michael, he's our man.
I know, he is.
My name is Diane Naylor. I'm a psychic medium. I've basically been doing this professionally for about 5 years. I guess I was born this way. Most of us are, right, Bonnie?
Yes, we are.
It's very hard to actually talk about ourselves, I think, especially not having Michael around. It's a new thing for me. I live in Canada. It's definitely the first day of spring today. I live in Alberta, BC, or Alberta, Canada. So it's a province just up from Manitoba, actually. Not Manitoba, sorry. Montana. And usually it's really cold here, but it's actually warming up and our snow is melting to the point where our streets are flooding. So, you know, fun life. Your turn,
Bonnie. Well, that's great. I'm sure it's beautiful there. I live in Virginia in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley, and it's a very historic place in a lot of ways. I, just like Diane said, I was born the way that I am. I'm always curious about the gift, and it seems to evolve on its own, with or without me. I am clairaudient. That's how this started. Later, I became clairvoyant, which is very disconcerting to me because I don't always understand the pictures that I see. And I am sometimes clairsentient when a person may be in pain. Sometimes I actually feel that in my own body. And it's a really interesting gift, and I say that loosely because, you know, gifts you can return. This, unfortunately, sometimes you can't. And something people should probably know about psychics is you can't read for yourself. So if you're out there just learning to be the way that we are, and it is a thing that you have to work on, and it's like learning to play the piano. You just get better as you do it, aware of what symbols and things mean, however you read. But, you know, you just cannot read for yourself. If you need a reading, you need to get it from someone else. And, of course, Diane and I would both be very happy to do that for you.
Absolutely.
I think our information is on Michael's show page, on the Journey to the Light show page. Diane and I both have websites and phone numbers you can call us at if you'd like to. And what else can we say? Do you want to add anything about people who might be developing psychic brilliance? Maybe we can help somebody who's just starting to learn or just struggling.
Yeah, I remember when I first really started to open up to it, I didn't understand what was – I actually didn't understand that I did it to start with. And the people around me understood it more than I did. And then when I started to really meditate and really – you know, really get connected with things, the things I saw or experienced could have been, like, could be very scary, and I didn't always understand, so I was really lucky I had a group that I went to, and I was able to talk to people about it.
Yes, you know, it's very good to read and get information and try to connect
yeah.
with other people that are interested in the same thing or experiencing the same thing. But
yep.
in the end, you need to choose what works for you. No matter how
yep.
much is out there, you have to choose what works for you and not just regurgitate what somebody else has written or spoken about. You have to have your
Absolutely.
Own experiences, and you have to decide what really is authentic and works for you. So I think that's
I
very
totally
important.
I totally agree with you, Bonnie. Yeah,
oh,
that's totally
While
Go
we're
ahead.
On this, I'm sorry. While we're on this, I'd like to say too that you know, there's so many different versions of this that it's kind of you don't know how it's going to manifest with you. Like some people read cards, some people channel, some people
mm-hmm.
you know are just clairaudient or clairvoyant. So you never know exactly how it might manifest with you. You might have precognitive dreams, or I mean, there are a million
yeah.
ways this shows up, you know?
Yeah, especially like, yeah, and I think it all started with me, like, clairsensing and clairaudio. So, but mostly sensing, feeling, like, of the feelings and being able to, like, get in touch with those feelings and be able to describe them to people. The clairvoyant, I was basically. I guess I was told about 3 years ago that I would eventually be clairvoyant, where I actually like saw things while I was still awake, because I used to see things in my dreams. But I definitely am definitely starting to see the clairvoyance and seeing those pictures form in front of me, which is quite amazing, actually, like how those gifts just keep coming and coming.
Yes, I find the clairvoyance a bit disturbing to me, because then I have to figure out what it means, or I have to at least
yeah.
tell the person what I'm saying. And I don't like that. I don't like having that element of interpretation. I'd much rather them just, you know, because we are in contact with, you know, angels and different things, different beings on the other side. So I would rather them just tell me, but it does work the way that you want it to, right? It kind of
right.
goes in different ways. I can tell our listeners
yes.
that when Diane reads, she's very energetic and she's very in tune and accurate about the things that she feels and she gets fairly immediately. And I think you're very good at what you do.
Thank you very much, Bonnie. That means a lot. And I hold you in a lot of high regard, too. You know, you're one thing that I'm very blessed to have you walk into my life when you have, because I've had someone I can actually discuss this stuff with and talk to, and someone who actually can help me, you know, get a little stronger too. So it's been a blessing to have you in my life.
Well, thank you so much. And we met right here on Journey into the Light.
You sure did.
We did.
We did. We just did.
All right.
We were missing you, Michael.
You guys did great. You guys did fabulous, as I knew you would. You guys are pros at this. You're pros.
We always like you around, though.
I know. And I like being here with you guys.
While we're on it, I would like to say that I really support Michael's project for helping the homeless, and I would like to invite and encourage everyone to try to participate in helping people who are homeless and helping through the GoFundMe account that Michael has set up for that. And it's a wonderful karmic thing to do. You know, you send money out, it comes back to you sometimes.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Yep.
It does so many times over. I've seen it. I've seen it with this project. I definitely have seen the show get stronger too. But thank you for that, ladies. And if anyone's saying like, what's that? Well, we started back in December, a Journey into the Light homeless project, helping the people that are on the streets that have fallen through the cracks. And we don't judge why. Okay. They're just there. They're needing help. Like, Friday, me and my wife went out and helped a lot of people. One guy was blind. Another guy had no legs, you know, was a vet. I mean, I could go on and on with stories, and it's, people, I mean, they're down to, you know, their family being dogs and their house being a shopping cart. And when we say we can't give a dollar, we can't give $5, or maybe some can give $100. It's greatly appreciated. It goes directly to those on the street that need help. And I think it's a call upon us. People need to drop the judgment and look to what, you know, it is. A lot of these people are angels. A lot of these people on the street, I definitely believe, it's a test on us. What will we do? The Bible's full of stories of, people along the roads, you know, broken down. Will you stop? And a lot of those were angels, were Jesus, and I believe the same thing is here today. I don't believe those stories have stopped. The angels quit coming. Jesus quit coming. I don't believe that at all. And
no.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah. The link is on the show page right here on the show page, the GoFundMe link. If anybody can make a donation here on the show today, be so greatly appreciated. It's very easy to do. If you don't use cards, credit cards, let me know. I'll give you a mailing address to make it easy for you. It's, you know, we have made this possible when many people said you couldn't. We've made it happen. And gosh, once you feel alive, I post the pictures of those who let me take a picture on my Facebook almost daily now. And, so that you can see your donation in action, which I think is important too. Okay. Yeah, definitely. People would, you know, some people wonder, why do you take a picture? Are you taking advantage of whatever? Like, no, people need to see the work in action. And if you don't, you know, there's so many, you know, frauds out there these days. People don't know, you know, if they're given, if it's really going out. So you got to do it. But I always ask the individuals if it's okay. And if they tell me no, I don't take a picture, of course. But I always ask. And I would say a large majority are more than happy to get the word out there. Okay. So let's go to the phone lines here for Diane and Bonnie. We'll be taking your questions. One question only, please, and let's go to our first call, 415 Bay Area. Can we get your first name?
Hi. My name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Yes. Okay.
So,
I'm calling for a mediumship reading. I don't know if you guys are doing that on this call.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
Yeah, great.
Both of us do. So what's your question?
Just a message. I don't know if you want a particular person or just anyone that comes up.
I actually, before you even came on the phone, I'm not 100% sure, but I got a mail coming through.
Oh, okay.
Is that who you're looking for?
Oh, anybody. Yeah, no, I really wasn't thinking anyone in particular.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were like specifically asking for someone.
No.
Sorry. So, okay, I got a mail. Now, I'm trying to practice on names, so bear with me, but the
sure.
name George popped up. So I don't know if that resonates with you. I am trying to practice on the name. So, but I do definitely have a male here. Older male. I'd probably say he's like a father figure or a grandfather figure.
A grandfather.
A grandfather? His name's not George, right? I can't be 100% right the first time.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. No, I'm practicing. I got to do it somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just connecting. Sorry.
Where are you located?
George. Bonnie, are you asking Catherine?
Yeah, where is she located? I think that would help us both if we knew where she was so we could tune into her a little bit better.
You said Bay Area, that's like San Francisco area.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Diane.
Sorry, Bonnie, because it wouldn't matter anyway. I wouldn't know exactly where that would be on the map.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
If that helps you, then go right for it. No problem. But for me, unfortunately, I have absolutely no idea where on the map anywhere in the States is. But if you pick up a grandparent, it's a male. He shows me working with his hands. Was he like a mechanic or a farmer? Like when they're in like that kind of stuff, like I see dirt and working with his hands.
Maybe on his off time he was. But
on his off time? Okay.
Yeah, he was X-ray technician.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I don't know if he really liked doing that as much as he liked doing, like, working with parts. Like, I see, like, a mechanic of some sort, tinkering.
Great.
Yeah, so that's what he's showing is tinkering in, like, the garage, but there's, like, I don't know if he had an acreage, if that's what you guys call him there. So I do definitely see somebody who's, like, working outside, and there's, like, there's kind of dirt, and then there's tinkering, like, on a view. So that just comes to show me that he's there. The way he's showing me is that he's with you at this time.
Great.
Okay. Do you get anything, Bonnie?
Actually, it's very strange with you. I'm not getting a person who's passed, but I'm getting a very strong angelic presence with you, like a big, like a big angel, like an archangel or something, who seems to surround you and has helped you. They're telling me he has protected you in situations that were not particularly good for you, and that he has sort of, I'm saying he because it feels like, you know, even though angels are neither male nor female, this one's coming across as more of a male angel to me. But he feels like he has protected you in situations and kind of pushed you into the direction that you didn't want to go, but that was sometimes more beneficial for you than would have been otherwise. And he just wants you to know that he's right there and that he never leaves you. And, you know, I think that's really kind of a gift, actually. But did you have a specific person you were interested in, or you? That's what's really coming up. It's almost like he's got a wall of protection around you, so it's no wonder it's very hard to read you, because you do have this being who is very protective of you.
Oh.
And
I guess April. Anything you see for me, April, or if he's guiding me towards a new career area. Trying to start something fresh.
Yes, and that's what he's doing. He's sort of, I feel like he's got his hands on your shoulders and he's pushing you along. You know, like you have to go do this other thing that you're really tired of whatever you were doing before.
Yes.
You've outgrown it. It's exhausting.
Yes.
It sucks your energy out, and this is totally different from what you're used to. And it's exciting because it is different from what you're used to. But, no, I think he's been pushing you in the other direction. I'm getting for at least the last maybe 4 or 5 because you've been tired of where you were for a long, long time. And I think the new venture eventually, if you could be patient, will actually be fairly lucrative for you.
I actually am getting something about healing. Do you do anything in healing, Catherine?
Just the last couple of years on myself, you know, I've been focused on.
Is it Reiki that you're doing?
No, I haven't. I mean, my friends have, I have had it done on me, but I haven't taken myself, I haven't taken a class or anything.
Oh, you might want to think about something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And what else have you been doing? Is there healing of other, any kind of other thing you've been looking at for healing? Because I definitely, while Bonnie was talking, I definitely get that you're in healing.
Oh, shamanism?
And that this might benefit you.
Shamanism.
Okay. Yeah. So stick with that and just keep working with that.
That seems to be a form of healing to me. I don't really completely understand shamanism, but I think it's a form of healing. And also, if you're doing shamanistic work, I'm feeling animals may come into play somehow.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Like, I pulled the Reiki, but no, I knew there was something else because there's something that, like, they were saying that you already are doing the healing. Is this something that you've wanted to do for, like, a living and make your income?
I haven't thought that far through about it. But I know
okay,
I want to be in the helping.
I
want to be in the helping and healing area, but a one-on-one healing, more of a group thing. I'm more interested in writing and the big picture, not as much as one-on-one.
Yeah, and that'll just, the shamanism will just like help lead you there. Just don't stop doing what you're doing.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's all connected. Absolutely.
Of
it is connected.
True.
And you start making some decisions about what you want to do and it'll happen.
Yeah.
And this angel behind you is going to kind of keep pushing you around until you give in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I hope we help you.
Thank you.
We must have to get on to the next caller now. Sorry.
I sure will.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right, we appreciate you. And if you're calling in, folks, make sure you press that 1 on your phone if you want to contact with Diane and Bonnie. It's very important to press the 1 on the phone, okay? I know I have to keep putting that out there. And again, don't forget about our GoFundMe. Help the homeless. Come on, folks. Let's see people make a difference in this show. I know I have to get behind this to make it happen. Otherwise, I hear crickets. And Bonnie knows what that means. So, come on. I'll do the legwork. I don't mind being out
you
there.
You
okay?
Just once in a while put the crickets
there.
On.
I'll find some. Thank you, Daddy. So, go to the link, please. Anybody can go to the link, the GoFundMe link, Journey into the Light, and I'll put that out there. Anybody can donate $25. I'll give them a Journey into the Light 6-month pass. What that means is any show you get automatically lifted to the top of the line. My thank you for helping out those in need. But last show, as Bonnie can tell you, we had a show with Leah Starr before last, and she offered for people, just donate $1, she said. And I told Linnea, I said, you know, that's a great thing, but I've tried it many years and it doesn't work. And she said, well, anybody could donate $1. And I said, you're 100% right. And we got one person donated $5. That's it. Everybody else, crickets. So come on, folks. I'm not going to do the dollar thing because then no one donates. Give what you can is what I'm going to say. Give what you can. Don't just go by these people like they're just that's the thing that drives me up a wall. We're not talking politics anymore. We're talking about helping those in need. Right, Diane? That's a lot better subject.
Yes. Oh, I think so. Absolutely.
Yes,
don't look at me.
Definitely.
It's not my fault.
No, I'm not even getting there. I'm not going there. Don't get me to go there either.
I'm not going there, right, Bonnie? No.
Yeah, that's right. I tell you what.
I don't want to hear it.
I'll up the ante a little bit. Anybody who donates the largest amount tonight, I will give a free reading to. And you can give them my phone number. How about that? I'll do that.
Awesome.
I can do that for someone. Yes, I can do that. So whoever donates the largest amount during the course of this night, I will be happy to give them a reading for free.
Okay.
Absolutely.
How about that?
That's awesome.
That's excellent. Thank you, Bonnie.
You're
all right.
That's a huge gift, too. So since Bonnie's doing that,
yes,
I can either do the same thing or I can do it next time we talk.
Okay. Why don't you do it next time? And
yep,
this way we'll have an ongoing incentive. People love incentives.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
So thanks,
yeah,
Bonnie, for that. We really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right. All right. It's time for the next call.
I want crickets next time.
Okay. I'll see what
Bonnie's
I can find.
Hearing, I want crickets.
We don't want to hear crickets. That means no one is donating. We don't want to hear that. Each time a person donates, we're going to give them the applause. How about that? And it's going to be really loud.
Okay.
So I'm going to say your name and the first name only, of course, and then I'll give each person who donates applause, not crickets. Okay. That must be a Canadian thing. No, I'm joking. Let's go
What's
to
that?
Our next caller.
No. A, that's Canadian.
What?
A?
I know. Yeah, A. All right, let's go to
yeah,
our next
I mean,
caller with the Giggly Girls. Area code 434. Welcome. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
That's me.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I'm Leslie.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi,
how
Leslie.
Are you guys tonight?
I'm doing
good.
Well.
How are you?
Good, good. I'm very well, thank you. Enjoying the show. Well, I have a question for Bonnie, and it's a kind of open-ended question, but it's one that feels right to ask, and that is, what is the most important information for me to have right now?
That you're doing really well, that you're going to do, is going to turn out really well, and that you will feel like you're 20 years younger. And that you still have with you entities that are willing to help you get through this, but you're doing extremely well.
Well, that's great.
You are. You're doing extremely, extremely well. And I think you're going to get a life back. That
well,
you
that's
haven't
very
had.
Wonderful to hear.
Yeah,
thank
that
you, Bonnie.
You haven't had for a long time. Now, Diane, do you have something for Leslie?
Oh, I've just been sitting here doodling because she asked for you, so I wanted to step the energy out. I just stepped right out.
Well, step right back.
I think you're doing great, Bonnie.
Well, Diane,
no,
I was asking, what is the most important information for me to have right now?
I think Bonnie's really hit it on the nose. Like, I was listening. I just wasn't really connecting with it.
Right.
You have very, very nice, calm energy. And there's no – just keep what you're doing. Like, just keep going.
I did just hear one thing, which
there's
is –
There's a what? Gift. Sorry, I heard gift. No. I just all of a sudden heard – there's a gift coming.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right about that, Diane, but I also heard just watch your diet, watch your food.
Watch my
just
food,
watch your,
okay.
You know, be careful, eat well, you know. Take
gotcha,
the, take,
okay.
You know, eat well. They want you to eat well.
Well, I pretty much do that, so I'll keep extra focus on that.
Yes. So a gift there is coming.
There is a gift coming.
A gift coming. Wow, that's kind
are
of
you,
fun.
You're, is there any babies going to be born soon?
Well, I have a niece who's pregnant. Her baby's born in April. So that would be the closest to me baby I'm aware of.
Okay, that's kind of the gift I feel is like a baby's coming.
Okay. Well, as long as it isn't for me.
You don't want a baby?
I do not want a baby, no. But I'm happy to have my niece have a baby.
You want to share babies. That's what I want. I don't want my own baby. I just want to share babies.
Babies at a distance. That's me.
Yeah, send them back home.
Well, thank you both. I really appreciate the input.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Do you feel like you got what you needed?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, if that's the most important thing I need to know right now, then yes, absolutely, I got what I needed. So thanks.
Things will just
keep
get
smiling.
Better. Things will get better from here. They will. You'll get a life back.
All right. Thanks for your call. Many blessings. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. A lot of callers here. A lot of callers. Okay, let's go to our next call then. Let's go to Carolyn in California.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Bonnie and Diane. I say the Southern Belle and the Canadian, well, not mom.
What is it, mothball?
I was going to say, y'all, and what are you, a boot? I would like to tune in, please, to your gifts as mediums. Nothing too specific, just an overwhelming need for support and healing, and whether it's a family member, guardian, guides, I would just like to know what comes through, please.
I'll let you start, Bonnie.
Well, it's weird because I'm getting a strange sensation physically in my body, and it feels like it's sort of around the stomach area but a little bit over from that. And I don't know what that means. It doesn't belong to me, so I'm thinking it must be something related to you. And the word I heard when you called was crisis. So you've been through something or you're going through something right now, which is really not very pleasant.
That's an understatement.
Has your husband passed?
Horrendous ongoing. And yeah, what you're picking up is an empath or serious pain and bodily, physical.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm feeling it the worst is right there. It's sort of like where your stomach is, but right beneath. Diane would know better anatomy than I do, but I know that doesn't belong to me, so it must belong certainly to you.
It does. Right
so
on. As we said,
your physical body is causing you so much trouble and so much pain. It's almost distracting you in a certain way from everything. You've got chaos all around you. So sorry
indeed.
For that. I am so sorry
and I'm
for
the
that.
Least, I'm the least, yeah, it's like a full attack on every level. Yeah, I'm kind of a light worker too, and so let's just say I'm a magnet for, let's just say, the negative. Yeah, but right now we are being in this incarnation. You can't do much when my body keeps getting taken down, and regardless of what I'm using this word sort of facetiously, remedy. Yeah, part of it is the whole medical profession is butchered, poisoned, and betrayed me too. So, and I'm an alternative, but so I guess, do you see any break or respite? Because
I do. I've
had to go it alone with almost like a light sheep and a dark family, with no support, no wingman, nobody to watch my back. And I've tried to prevail. I'm positive. I pick myself up over and over. Make extraordinary efforts to prevail, but you can only do so much. And so I'm hoping for some
tired. You're
tired. You're
tired.
No, I got, I was going to say, is that Diana? You're the mistress of understatement.
Yeah, that's fine.
Who is?
No, you're really, really tired because you've been through so much. You're almost like war weary. I would like you to do something for me if that would be all right.
Post-traumatic stress without the stress. We're talking ongoing off-the-charts stuff that most people wouldn't have to go through in a period of months, day in and day out, on every level.
I think I understand exactly what you're saying. I just don't want to say it here. If you want to contact me, you know, by phone, that would be fine. You know, then
I know I know to whom I'm speaking because I could hear fine. And all my roots are in Virginia and North Carolina. In fact, laughter is the best medicine. And regardless of what happens, I laughingly say I've been doing some genealogy that my roots practically started the whole Civil War. In the North, they were famous abolitionists. In the South, they were plantation. But isn't life ironic? Well, that would be wonderful. So, yes, I definitely need some help and intervention and support, but that would be wonderful. It would be Bonnie, correct, that I would
yes,
be?
Yes, Brian.
Yep.
And let me ask Diane to go ahead and tell you what she picked up. I'm sorry, darling.
I'm enjoying this. Totally. I'm totally enjoying this.
In spite of what happens to me, I'm a lot. I don't have to be humble anymore because I'm in my 70s. And when your shelf life is running out, you don't have to be humble. But I love laughter. I am quite a wit.
Well, you don't even sound like you're in your 70s, honestly.
Well, no, they aged me. I was butchered and poisoned again for AIDS surgery about 2 years ago. And now there's not only did they do that, but this cover up and attack. And defame, it's so horrible. But in spite of it all, I am, a positive person. But it's getting,
Absolutely. It's
so overwhelming. It's so overwhelming that I can't, when everything is, blocked and your rebound. I use the metaphor, you're too young, you ladies, but there used to be a toy. It was a blow up toy of a clown with some sand in the bottom, and it was a box
bag.
Yeah,
I remember him, and then your punching bag.
Yeah, it would bounce back. Well, eventually it got deflated. Well, I'm down to the sand.
Have you had surgeries? Because I just drew a pair of scissors. Like, has there been a lot of surgeries?
Well, you're psychic. No, I'm laughing. You didn't hear what I've had eight, and what I said was the most recent, and I didn't feel good. It's so heinous and so evil that you wouldn't believe it. Yeah, I was literally poisoned, butchered and poisoned. And then on top of that, when I tried to rebound, and I've suffered horribly the last 2 years, horribly. When you're feeling pain around your stomach, that's nothing. Now that there's a horrible cover up. So all the doctors who did this to me are now attacking me, trying to cover up, lying. I didn't even try to sue them, but they're so afraid that I will. I'm just trying to focus on rebounding, but they're so evil that now even if I wanted to go to quote a conventional, I'm alternative. I've kept myself alive literally by being kind of an intuitive myself and alternative.
Right.
But part of the horror is not only to have gone through this. I've had eight surgeries since I was six, and every one of them has been horrifically botched in some way. But is that I can't, in spite of the integrity or the effort that I bring to a situation, I can't prevail. And concurrently, you wouldn't believe this. I'm not a big fan of Stephen King, but concurrently, let's just say the stuff that Bonnie and I are going to talk about is the dark side, because apparently I am are trying to put out my heart chart, my light, because I think
I was drawing a heart.
My heart is
okay.
No, but let me tell you, I get day in and day out. Like, my car will break down. The electrical go. Every single appliance. Water coming down the walls. Cockroaches, rodent, the whole nine yards. And believe it or not, most of that doesn't faze me. I'm the queen of saging, salting, nothing. And I've had some help, but even though I've tried so hard to get assistance, I get hope that somebody's going to be able to help clear or, assist me. And then it all falls apart in combating all these, let's say, negative forces, euphemistically. Yeah. So no, I'm laughing when you say, have you had some surgeries? Yep.
Oh no. It's just because as you guys were talking, I was sitting here and I was just kind of zoning out. I was kind of listening, but I guess kind of not. But I drew a heart with a lot of stab marks in it. Awful.
Exactly. Well,
and then there, I was drawing a pair of scissors at one point.
Literally and figuratively, Diane, there is a syndrome called you know, and I'm an intuitive, and it's a gift from the divine that I can absorb incredible knowledge quickly when I've gone into stuff. There's literally, I'm also have a tragic situation with a family member where my heart is breaking with sadness. And aside from,
is that a male?
Sorry?
Was that due to a male?
The
heartbreaking.
The male was the father. Yes, but the
was it your husband that died? This is what.
Okay.
As soon as you asked.
I wish.
Okay, we got to go to the next caller though. We got so many calls, and we're going to spend so much time.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time on that call. Hope that helps,
thank you,
Carolyn. Let's go to Oscar in California. Go ahead, Oscar.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Oh, hi, Oscar.
So,
how are you?
I'm doing magnificent. Thank you so much for taking. I feel like I had a lot of deja vus like recently, and I just got it like tuned. I was looking online on meetups, and then I found this online radio, and then all of a sudden I'm here talking to you. So it's really quick how this just manifested. So. So thank you so much for taking the time, and I just wanted to ask if you may, there is something that I am doing, and it's something big for the world that I'm sharing with the world, and I'm looking to connect deeper with myself and with my source, and I want to know if maybe there's something that I should know, like in which direction to work or to focus my energy the most, because I feel like overall I'm doing a great work in my life. And I feel like if there's something that will help me to connect on a more natural way and being able to produce everything I'm producing more effortlessly.
Can I ask you a question? The first thing you said was deja vu. You have a lot of deja vu. How does the deja vu make you feel?
They make me feel like it's something that I've written and that is happening in a way, so that...
Is it stressing you out? Like, what's
like,
the emotion behind it?
Oh, no, it's great. It's actually, I feel good.
Okay.
I feel excited.
You're okay
like,
with that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So as soon as you started talking, I just heard, keep going, just keep working at it, and don't try to put a time frame on it. Just allow it to happen. Just work on the pace that you're working in and what makes you happy. But there's no rush, because you're just keep everything you do, you're just constantly working towards it. So they're saying, like, I can hear Spirit saying, don't rush, like, don't put stress on yourself. Just keep it fun.
When you first called, what I got for you was you're already a very deeply spiritual person. And I see behind you a man who is, he looks youngish to me, okay, but he could be like a brother, a cousin, a friend, somebody who might be in your age bracket who is standing behind you trying to support you as a guide of some kind. And the other thing is you're an empath, so you feel things, and I believe you're having more precognitive. If you're writing something down and it happens, it seems to me like that's a precognitive intuition that you're getting, and that's how it's manifesting for you. And I also heard when you first called in that you know yourself much better than you think you do. You just don't have the confidence that you really are having the experiences that you're having, and so you just have to trust it. You just have to trust it, and you do
absolutely
have the capacity, you know, to do some. I think either reading or healing work. I'm not sure which one, but you'll figure it out. You know, you'll figure it out. And you'll be able to do the things that you really want to do, because I think you'll be able to manifest them. Does that help you?
Yes, greatly. Thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate your thoughts on all of that. I don't know what I'm still trying to browse who and this person is alive or has passed away.
I can't tell because he's not really talking to me. He is dark-haired. He's sort of tall. He's very pleasant-looking. He has sort of long hands, but he seems to be possibly somebody you knew in another life or in this one. And he just stands very quietly behind you and tries to support you as much as he can. And I think if you think about it, you might know who the person is. I don't believe he's an angelic figure at all. But like I said, he's not talking to me for some reason, so I can only see him, which is a frustration for me.
I think that it's
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was gonna ask, like, the project that you've been working on, is that a spiritual project?
Yes, completely.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that what you're working on is just keep going on that, keep sticking with it. Don't let anything like bring you down about it. Just keep working. It's all working it's all going the right way.
Okay.
Okay.
We got to leave it there, Oscar. We're out of time, but we do thank you for your call.
Oscar.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Keep striving. Keep going. All right. You're going to do wonderful things. All right, ladies. It's always great. It was a great show. A lot of fun. Helped a lot of people. So we'll see both of you guys back next week.
You betcha.
All right.
Thank you, Michael.
Diane and Bonnie, I'll see you on the next show in the producer's
room.
Bye,
Michael.
Okay. Bye, Diane.
Bye.
All right. Diane goes off to Canada and gets cold. So, gosh, I wish I had some of that cold. I forgot to say it's like 92 today, and you can have it, Diane.
No, it's warm here now.
It's hot as hell here. What?
Can you guys still hear me?
Yes, it's warm there, you said.
Yeah,
you're gonna give
spring.
Us some
it's the
Celsius
first day of
temperature. What's warm? What's your temperature? You don't know today? Okay.
Plus 6.
20 degrees.
Oh.
+6
plus
Fahrenheit.
Six.
Celsius, I mean. Wow.
Yeah.
Celsius.
I think that's 20 there. Or something. It's a higher number anyway.
Let's see real quick here before we go. Boys and girls. Wow, it's 42. That is.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's really hot.
Whew. It's actually cold here, but whatever.
I would love 42 today. Oh, God, I would love 42. I'm checking to see if my air condition's working. Honestly, it's like really getting warm in here. Serious.
No.
Yes, I'm serious. 92. Oh, my gosh, my cat's meowing and everything. So,
well, you gotta get the AC working for the cat. What's the matter with
I know
you?
That's what I'm checking on. Yeah, like, is it working or not? You know, I mean, oh boy, I hate this time of year, but I digress. Okay, ladies, gotta go. So we'll see you next time.
Bye.
All right, guys. All right, that's gonna do it. But everybody, not still got more time on Journey into Light. Everybody, redial. We're still going to be taking your calls with Joshua Darnell coming up at the top of the hour. So redial now, and we'll see you in a minute.